Congressional leaders are considering what some call highly consequential decisions about the future of Medicaid. And Utah advocates are weighing in. The Medicaid budget cuts proposed by U.S. House Republicans are massive. And a new report from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says they'd affect adults and children in rural Utah, who rely more heavily on Medicaid for health coverage than people in cities. Thais del Rio with Voices for Utah Children argues cutting Medicaid funding wouldn't lower health care costs or improve quality or access to care, but would do the opposite.
Without the vital funding that Medicaid brings, we're going to see an increase in healthcare costs for all Utah taxpayers and an enormous unsustainable pressure on our state budget and, more importantly, our community's ability to be able to access care.
Del Rio says if the proposed cuts of about $2.3 trillion are enacted, the impacts will be felt across communities, businesses, and healthcare systems. States would be forced to raise new revenues or eliminate coverage for some people and cover fewer health services. Del Rio contends if Congress goes through with the cuts, everyone in the state of Utah loses, from individuals to hospitals that are major employers in rural areas.
There's 21% of children who are living in rural areas or small towns, and 11% of rural adults who get their health coverage through Medicaid. And so this is compared to 17.7% of children and 8.6% of adults who live in metro areas. We're definitely concerned, but again, ready to fight.
Joan Alker with Georgetown University Center for Children and Families adds that Medicaid helps people get ahead of health challenges through preventative care that many couldn't afford without it.
People wind up sicker and then they're in the emergency room, and children can't get their asthma inhalers and they miss school.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.